In the meantime, we have standing by on a VIP hotline. The great Konzo Martin now standing by with us. Coach, how you doing?
All right, how you guys doing?
Coach, long time no talkie. Hope everything's been well in your world, and I trust that you're having yourself a good summer thus far.
Yeah, so far so good. And this month of July is always a great time for us with basketball camps, so we enjoy this time of month.
And I understand you've got a couple of camps coming up. I want to give you an opportunity to go ahead and promote if you've got some more camps coming here.
Well, we have an overnight camp June 16th through the 20th. This is actually our first time doing it. It's my first time doing it as a head coach. I was always very hesitant about doing an overnight camp. So this will be the first time we'll kick it off. And Mark Pankratz, who's the director of our camps, does a tremendous job in setting them up. It's amazing how many compliments he gets for the job that he does with the camp. So he'll do a great job with that one as well. And then we have a fundamental skills camp June 17th through the 20th. And, you know, a lot of kids, we doubled our numbers in the second session. We hadn't even started yet, but a lot of kids, they really enjoy it. They come back. Their parents like it because we spend a lot of time with skill development, even with the young guys. We try to have fun with it, but there's a lot of time on skill improvement. And the great thing about our camps, all of our players work the camps in between classes.
You know, and that's what I hear. I hear there's a lot of involvement from a lot of named folks, and I hear you're there a bunch as well.
All the time. I'm here every day. I'm a part of it, and I don't actually teach a station per se, but I walk around, I see the drills, I actually take pictures, and I actually tweet my own pictures. And then, you know, Wayne Chisholm's back, Cam Tatum, Chris Lofton, and just great to have those guys around because not only do we get it for our campers, and they like seeing those guys, but those guys play with our guys in the PM hours, and it's fun just to see those guys around.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? Fostering that family atmosphere and making those guys know that they're welcome.
It is, and when you talk Wayne Chisholm and Chris Lofton, two of the best that ever played here, two great guys. I enjoy being around them. They represent the university the right way, and just they're fun guys, and our guys feed off their energy, and I like when those guys talk to our current players and our young guys about what it means to represent the University of Tennessee.
Coach, how huge was it for you guys with Antonio Barton? That was huge, wasn't it?
It was. You're talking about a talented guy that can do a lot of things for your program, so we're very excited about that. It was big for us.
He seems like he's your kind of guy in that he's not afraid to get on the floor. He's not afraid to mix it up defensively.
You know, tough, hard nose. I think the things you're looking for for a ball player, I think, to get us where we need to be. But just, you know, a tough-minded Baltimore kid.
You know, it seems like in this day and age, and maybe it's always been this way, can a point guard set a tone for a team? And in other words, if a point guard's tough, can't that make the rest of a team tough?
Without a doubt. And I think when you talk about the point guard position, whether the young man's a freshman or a senior, even your best players, even if they're big guys, they look for him for direction. They want him to lead the team. Because, you know, most big guys, they want to follow a lead, so to speak, regardless of the talent level. But they got a young guy, whether he's a freshman or older guys at that point guard position, leading the team, directing traffic, getting the ball where it needs to go. They will follow him. And one thing about big guys, you feed them that ball, make them feel good about themselves, you got a great chance of being a special point guard, at least in their eyes.
How afraid were you that you guys were going to get left out for him? Because, I mean, he turns Maryland down. He had an opportunity to go back home.
I don't know if he's afraid because I really like the young man, Darius Thompson. He's a very talented guy, and I think he and Barton will fight at that slot. I mean, you will be impressed when you see him play. 6'4", great skill to his game, very intelligent, can make shots, put the ball on the floor. He'll surprise a lot of people. Why, I don't know, because if you've seen him play, you understand what I'm talking about, but you know, the thing about it is I feel good without him, but, you know, having him, I feel a lot better.
No question. And plus that, the opportunity to create some competition as well. And then I would imagine with both those guys, because Thompson's a guy that, you know, everybody thinks, well, that's just a guy, you know, yeah, and, you know, he's really not ballyhooed. And then Barton's a guy who had all those props coming out of the prep ranks when he was a kid, who's sort of been forgotten about, who's sort of been cast off, who gets a second life here. So that's going to be some battle, man, when that starts.
Oh, it's going to be great. I mean, you're talking about talented guys, and I think this will actually be my first time as a head coach where you've probably got two guys in every position that are legitimate basketball players and legitimate guys that are fighting for start minutes. So practice will be a lot of fun. Even our workouts right now, guys at another level. But also with Joel McCray, Jerron Maimon, those guys are passing it down to the young guys and letting them know the level they have to play at on a consistent basis.
In the offseason, how do you handle the high expectations for this team, say versus the last couple of years where you're scratching your way along? Is the approach different for you?
Well, for me as a coach, my approach is always the same because you have a blueprint, you have a style of play, you have a certain way you want to play, and you have guys. I think the only things that will tweak or change when you're talking about offensively is where do you get your production from? Well, Jordan McCray, obviously a guy that can put the ball in the basket. Having Jerron Maimon back is a guy that can put the ball in the basket. Jonell Stokes scores the ball. So you have multiple guys that can score the ball. So it's really putting those guys in position to be successful. Now, on the defensive side, we'll tweak some things. We'll get out more with multiple guys as opposed to one or two guys pressuring the basketball. We'll try to get four or five really pressing, speeding teams up. And I think that part will be fun with our personnel.
As we're joined by Konzo Martin today on the show. Coach, the APR numbers that recently came out, things improving as we go along in your tenure. You must be proud of those numbers.
Very proud of our guys with the work they've put in. You know, when you're talking about one of the best GPAs in the last 10 years and probably the last 20-plus years, one of the best in school history when it comes to basketball. So really proud of our guys from that standpoint. Then when you're talking about APR, it's just, you know, the last 9 years they put it in. It's a measuring stick for eligibility and retention of your scholarship athletes. So I think it's a great way to gauge guys, especially when you have guys that are going to class consistently and working toward getting degrees. So for us, I don't think it's much of an issue because we take pride in the classroom and guys not only getting degrees but having successful careers.
Hey, Coach, do you embrace the APR? You said there you sound like you kind of like it.
Well, I do. I just think it's another gauge. But, you know, for years, I think when they put it in, there was a lot of question marks about, you know, certain schools where guys wouldn't graduate and guys, you know, 1 or 2 years. You know, it's a tough deal. I think for us, I like it because you're working toward getting a degree, but you also have to retain guys. And there's a certain situation where guys transfer out of your program for whatever reasons. But I do like it. And I think with most programs, you like when you take pride in your guys, not only being successful athletes, but also successful students. So I think when you have programs like that, then it's not a problem at all.
Konzo Martin, your thoughts on the NBA Finals the other night, man. Wow, what a shooting performance by San Antonio. And the thing I love about their story is you've got Green, who was cut by a couple teams, including San Diego once, and then you've got one of my homeboys from Philly out there, Gary Neal, who had to work his way out of the D-League to get to where he is. And you know, as a journeyman basketball player yourself, that's no easy feat. That's a pretty incredible story unfolding in the finals, is it not, Coach?
Well, it was the case of a great organization when you're talking about the San Antonio Spurs. And it starts with, you know, obviously Popovich is a tremendous coach and a leader. But Tim Duncan sets the tone for those guys. Even Tony Parker, the throne has been passed to Tony Parker. But Tim Duncan still sets the tone for that program. And then when you have guys that have been around for so long. But Neil and Green, two guys that are making shots. And when they're making shots at that level, everything opens up for that program. But, I mean, you're talking about two of the best teams. And I think these are the two best teams in the NBA. And, you know, somebody asked me before it started which team would I pick, and I like both of them, but if I had to pick a team, I would have probably said, I think I said San Antonio, just because they have all the parts, and their road travel was probably a little bit, I wouldn't say easy, but less physical as opposed to the Heat getting to the finals.
Yeah, plus, you know, with Duncan, let's face it, there's only so much tread on the tires, and he had, Coach, about a 10-day rest there that some people say they don't like that. And some people say, hey, when you're that age and you get a week and a half to rest your body at this time of the year, you take full advantage of that. Where would you fall in that category? Would you rather be playing and still playing? Because some say basketball is really a rhythmic game, and yet they took 10 days off.
Well, I think in Tim Duncan's case, it was a great rest for him. Because of him, I would imagine he doesn't practice a lot outside of, you know, once games are played, he doesn't spend a lot of time in practice, maybe on the bike or the treadmill. But I think in his case, it was great. But probably for the young guys, they probably had some practices going on where it was very physical, very aggressive for Green and Neal and those guys just to stay competitive, especially the rhythm shots and standing that mode. But, you know, for the older guys, it's just a matter of getting ready to play games. And I think they do a great job of resting Tim Duncan. He probably gets, you know, 15, 20 minutes to rest a game.
Hey, Coach, who wins the series? You said you picked San Antonio before, and what do you think the number of games we're going to see out of this deal now?
Oh man, it's tough. I'm a big LeBron James fan. I think he's a very talented player. For this guy to be the best on the planet, he really gets criticized a lot. But I think he's a tremendous player. I just think when you're talking about the Heat, the guys that are supposed to make shots aren't making shots. And then, granted, LeBron should get to the free throw. I understand that. But the guys that are supposed to make the shots aren't making them. And it's just a case. I think the Spurs win it. I'm not sure if it gets back to Miami. I think this is a game that Miami has to win tonight. If they don't win this game, I don't think it gets back to Miami, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm feeling you there. If they don't win tonight, they're going to get folded up because you know what's going to happen. I mean, those guys have already shown that a couple times in this series, and I feel sorry for LeBron because the truth is the supporting cast around him is crumbling a little bit, and people are criticizing him. But, man, there's only so much one guy can do, and the truth is the team that went to the finals in Cleveland – and this supporting cast he has in Miami, especially with Wade hobbling and beat up like he is, I'm not so sure that this team that he has in Miami right now around him is much better than that team in Cleveland.
That's a good point. I just think with San Antonio has so many parts. When you have perimeter guys making shots, you have Tim Duncan who demands a double team, Tony Parker moving without the basketball, and also when he has in his hand making plays. They have five guys on the floor that can make individual plays, and I think on the Miami side, you know, LeBron's the guy they rely on for production, which rightfully so. He's really a 6'8", 270 point guard that makes plays, but unfortunately, shooters aren't making shots. They really don't have a low post game unless he's the guy that's posting up. And Dwayne Wade is injured. I mean, you're talking about one of the best two guards, and probably the third best two guard in the league who's injured. That's a tough thing to go against.
Can you tell me how a guy like Chris Bosh, coach, on the way out here, looks like he should be making a Charmin commercial? I mean, I know he stood up there with those guys. That guy is softer than soft. I mean, that guy is Bounty tissue paper.
Well, you know the thing about it, I think he's 6'11", 7 feet. He's really a small forward, to be totally honest. When you talk about his game, you watched him in high school, watched him in college. He really is a perimeter guy that faces up on the blocks. He's not a bang of physical type presence. So to his defense, he's really not a big. So I think in their case, when you're talking about management and the personnel, you need a low post block guy, and I think it's starting to show now. When you play against a team like San Antonio, has two or three big physical guys down there that are banging, it takes a toll on him. He's not built to play at that level, and I don't know if I'd call him soft. I just think his game's a face-up type game.
If God gave you that body and those skills, you going to tell me you wouldn't be down the block using it with your mentality?
Well, that's different. That's just my makeup. But once again, if you go back to his track record as a high school guy, he was a skilled face-up type guy. Everybody's talking about the next, you know, Kevin Garnett type of guy. And he wasn't. Now, Kevin Garnett had some toughness to him. He always played an aggressive style of game, even though he was so skilled. But I think in Bosh's case, he's always been a perimeter scorer.
Coach, on the way out, you're the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm giving you that first pick in the draft. Who you taking?
I think, you know, right now, I would – it's either Otto Porter or – Noel, one of those two guys. But I think Otto Porter has the makings to be an all-star at 6'8", can run the floor, can do a lot of things, a Scottie Pippen type guy. So he's either Otto Porter or Noel.
I totally agree with you on the Otto Porter play. I think that guy's going to be a 15-16-year pro in that league, and he's going to do a lot of great things.
I think he will. And he's a guy that didn't play AAU basketball. His dad kept him at home, worked on his skill, lift weights with his dad, stayed in the gym in a small town in Sykeson, Missouri. Now they pay it off for him with great dividends.
One of the homeboys from Missouri. And I love, Coach, the fact that you point out that he didn't get on the circuit, which I'm not so sure how good the circuit is for the game at the end of the day.
I think it's a great way to get exposure. I think certain things are blown out of proportion. You got a guy that's never, like, for example, I look at these scouting surveys. You got a guy that was in the top 200, and all of a sudden he plays on a major AAU circuit and has a great weekend. Now all of a sudden he's in the top 75. Now, how does this one weekend and four games determine your work? I mean, I think you should be get graded over a course of time. So, you know, that's just part of it. And I think what happens, some guys get to college and everybody says, man, I thought this guy was this star, that many stars, and he doesn't pan out. Well, he got those rankings based on the weekend. So, you know, you take it with a grain of salt. But I do think the exposure is great for guys that from small towns have a high school exposure. Now all of a sudden they play on a major circuit. Because at the end of the day, I look at it as a case of a young man having an opportunity to get a scholarship to pay for his schooling.
And then when you sign this guy out of West Tennessee, this Thompson guy, and people say, who in the world? What in the world? But you have to trust. You have to trust your eyeballs. You cannot trust the scouting services, can you?
Well, I've always been a guy that trusted my eyeballs. I think, don't get me wrong, those guys spend a lot of time and work hard as scouting service guys, so I don't want to take anything from them. But with anything, those guys don't know what's in my program. It's not like those guys are calling me and saying, well, Coach Martin, here's a guy you really need to get in your program. They have a scouting service. They list 150 guys, and they rank those guys. But they don't. That scouting service doesn't say, well, this guy's built for Coach Martin's style. Well, that's my job to determine who's built the way we're trying to play, the level we're trying to play. And I think when it's all said and done, Darius Thompson will be a special basketball player in this program.
I say you 500% brought to the table today. If folks want information on your camps, I guess they can go to utsports.com. Is that correct, Coach?
Yes, you can go to Tennessee Sport, S-P-O-R-T, camps.com, and get everything you need to get, or you can call 865-974-0703.
Hey, when you have the phone number and the website next to you, that means that you mean business. I don't mess with people who mean business. And I hope you have yourself a great day. And God's blessings to you, my friend. Enjoy your off season, Coach Martin.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
All right, man. Konzo Martin, one more time.